This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Nigerian soldiers backed by police, the intelligence service, the Air Force, and a local vigilante group are searching for armed kidnappers who abducted nearly 300 students from a school in the northern Kaduna state, a source has said. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Parents say they're waiting for answers from local authorities following the kidnapping last Thursday in the town of Kuriga. Such mass abductions were first carried out by jihadist group Boko Haram a decade ago, but the tactic has since been adopted by armed gangs seeking ransom. Families and communities find themselves forced to pool their resources and sell prized possessions such as cattle and land to free their children. Security analysts say President Bola Tinubu has yet to lay out a clear policy on how he intends to make Nigeria safer.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken headed to Jamaica on Monday to attend a meeting on Haiti, where a collapse in security and a humanitarian crisis has unfolded, the State Department said. On Sunday, the U.S. military airlifted non-essential personnel and stepped up security at Washington's embassy in Port-au-Prince. The United States is looking to expedite the deployment of a UN-backed multinational security support mission to Haiti, State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said on Monday.
We are committed to the success of the MSS. You have seen not only the United States commit money to the MSS, but also the Secretary has met with his foreign counterparts to seek to raise funds from additional countries to fund the MSS.
Miller added Secretary of State Antony Blinken has been in touch with Kenya, who will lead the mission and will do its part to fund the mission. This is VOA News.